And we're off to the races at the dangerous motherfucking, 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 motherfucking dangerous Darren show.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that. We are rebranding the show, TS.
Okay. What's it going to be?
Right now it is the Dangerous Darren Show featuring TS.
Okay.
But we're branding it. It's called the Dangerous Motherfucking, 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 Motherfucking Darren, Dangerous Darren Show featuring Motherfucking, Motherfucking TS. You didn't get that email, did you?
So TMF. MF, MFS.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Yeah, I'm down.
Should we do our vocal checks?
Yeah, let's get it together.
Me, me, me. Let me go first.
All right.
Me. How do I sound? Pitchy?
A little sharp.
Damn it. Me. The booger was buttered with batter from the biscuits that Bill... That's all I got. I fucking stumbled over.
A tarantula enjoys a fine chewing gum. Snoopy was stabbed by a spear.
Who the fuck would stab Snoopy?
The garden gnome has a normal-sized penis. The garden gnome has a normal-sized penis.
You know what? You always find a way to sneak into penis talk during the shows, and it's just disturbing. It's a little disturbing. What else you got?
Wendy wore her wedding dress to the orgy.
Someone's at the door.
What the fuck, man? Don't they know this is a closed set? If it's the cops, man, I better flush my stash. All right. What else we got? The human torch is denied a bank loan. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
It was a police TS.
It was.
Yeah, it was, and they were looking for you.
You tell them I wasn't here?
I told them you'd be done in an hour.
All right, perfect.
Come back. It is the Dangerous Darren Show. It is on the Adobe Radio Network featuring my good friend T.S. Hey, T.S.
What's happening?
What's going on? It's on the Adobe Radio Network. Tune in to Adobe.com for all their other great shows. Hit us up on Twitter and on Instagram. It's DangerousD_show. That's DangerousD_show. TS is on Twitter as well. Burn H Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. And again, off the top of the show, the funky ass drums you heard was me playing the drums on the Roland V drums. Thank you, Roland.com and Roland_show on Twitter for the use of the sexy V drums that you have graciously quote unquote lent me. But I'm keeping them. They ain't going back.
I think there's got to be some time restraint.
I'm supposed to only have them for 3 months. I've had them for a year.
Yeah, they're
about a year.
They're years.
Oh, fuck, it's official. Yeah, mine. We got a great show. Ryan Miller, you might know him as the goaltender for the Buffalo Sabres / St. Louis Blues / Vancouver Canucks, but he's not on the show. Ryan Miller is a member of the Boston band Guster, and they've been doing it for a long time. They have influences from the Pixies to the Replacements to Husker Du. Very cool, punky, kind of poppy Boston sound. I really like it quite a bit. We'll have them on. I will also have music from them as well. A song called Manifest Destiny off the record Ganging Up on the Sun back in 2006. Hit them up. www.guster.com or on Twitter at Guster. TS, you look well rested.
I am. I've been sleeping. I got some sex. I got some wine.
Hold that thought. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, let's drink.
What did you bring me today, TS?
Dos Equis.
I don't always do a podcast, but when I do, I do the Dangerous Motherfucking Darren Show.
Oh, motherfucker. Dos Equis. Yeah, cheers. Let's do it. Cheers. Nice.
That's a big one too. That's what she said.
Oh man, you gonna make it?
No, that was good, man.
Make it.
That was really good. Dos Equis. That's quality beer. What does it say on it? It says lager especial.
That's special lager.
Oh, you speak Spanish?
Sí. Poquito.
So you are well rested, well smoked out, well fucked.
I'm tan.
You got some color, yeah. You look like that guy from the KFC commercials. The
Jersey Shore.
What? Where'd you go? Where'd you end up?
I was up on the Central Coast. Went to Pismo Beach.
Ah.
Did some donuts in the sand with the truck.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Is it lawless up there? You can just kill people and get away with it.
Well, in Pismo, you can ride your quad, anything. You can just drive on the beach. You pay $5 and you can have
a fire on the beach.
You can.
Fuck, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Different county, different rules.
Different rules. You're not supposed to drink, but you know.
So you can have a fire on the beach. You can drive a quad on the beach, but no booze.
No booze.
Cause... Don't get the fish drunk. So you had a good time up there.
Yeah.
Did you bring stuff with you, or did you get? Did you try the local fare, so to speak?
You know
the
what?
Alcohol, the bud.
I tried everything that we ate and drank was grown right there within like, I don't know, probably 50 miles. And some of it was actually like farm local on the place that we were staying.
So you had some stuff.
Yeah.
Was it okay?
It was good. Nice outdoor. I mean, they grow everything, so they really grow the weed well.
I know that your standards are high.
They are high. They are.
Hard to impress.
I smoked a lot of it. It was tasty. A nice organic bud that we really don't get down here that much.
Now, TS, we know that the world that we live in right now is going to hell in a handbasket. It's just totally fucked, right? And it's getting more fucked by this new emergence of Pokemon Go.
Yeah, you know what? I had the
stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I came back. I had no cell phone service, no internet when I was where I was staying, and I came back to the world and we had Pokemon Go. We had all kinds of craziness going on in around the world, yep. Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally up to speed, and I wish I would have never turned my phone on.
It really is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, and children are being hit by cars, people are walking off cliffs, people are walking into walls, glass plate windows. It's really stupid. I get it, and if you own the Pokemon chain, you're thrilled because it's now global and it's viral and all that stuff, but it's just stupid. I have a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, who I play in one of my bands with, who shall remain nameless. He loves it.
I know a lot of people that are super stoked that this came out. They're like traveling. I hear Santa Monica Pier is some kind of hot spot. People are just camped out there.
So are sharks. So be careful. Don't walk off the pier.
Dude,
really careful.
There was a shark spotted when we were in Pismo.
Really?
Right off the pier.
That's it's like good territory, right, for that, right?
Like an 8-foot great white.
Fuck, man.
Just a baby.
Crazy. Yeah, Pokemon Go, just stop, people. Get a life. It's stupid. You're not a child anymore. Is porn a public health crisis, TS? The Republican Party, get this, and then I want to have you weigh in on it. The Republican Party is reportedly moving to declare internet pornography, quote, a public health crisis under the amendment that was added to the platform draft preliminary meetings this week in Cleveland. The party's national convention is next week. But that's what exactly qualifies for a public health crisis, and does viewing porn fit in that criteria? According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, vaguely defines a crisis as, quote, a situation that is perceived as difficult at a time of danger, end quote. Now, based on that criteria, do you think that porn is a situation that is perceived as difficult and at a time of danger? Pornography.
I don't believe so at all.
I could not agree with you more.
It's not like Ebola or the Zika virus or staph infection. Or AIDS.
It's fucking stupid.
Like, seriously.
What does porn do? It makes you cum. That's okay with me.
Well, people are addicted to porn, but people are addicted to everything, like the Pokemon and anything you can be addicted to.
Yeah, you can be addicted to cookie. You can be addicted to alcohol and drugs. You can be addicted to playing chess. You can be addicted to hoarding. People die in their homes because they hoard and the shit falls on them and kills them. It's true stories. Anyway,
who's leading this charge?
The Republican Party. It says right there, the Republican fucking Republicans.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Damn, stay out of my bedroom, man.
What's going on in Turkey? Yeah, pretty fucked up, right? The coup, the attempted coup. The president recently came out and said his name is Recep Erdogan. Says that the death penalty is a possibility for the members of the coup, up to 6,000 military personnel who have been captured or surrendered. He's saying that we might kill them all. it's a treason, right?
So if this goes down, I think there's going to be some serious implications.
I don't think you can just kill 6,000 people.
6,000 people,
that's
man.
A lot. And they were, you know, a lot of them were talked into it or brainwashed or whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's just a little fucked up.
They're like, hey, we're going to do this. Today's the day. We're going to take over the government.
Hey, guys.
Are you in?
Did you get the text?
Are you in?
Are you in or out? You're in? Cool.
I sent you a snap about the coup. Are you in?
We tweeted about it. Did you get it? You liked it.
You said
And finally, the new Han Solo has been revealed for the upcoming Star Wars movies. A bunch of new movies. Rogue One's only going to be the first one. But Alden Ehrenreich, well, I think I'm getting his name right, won't have to lasso anyone to be the new Han Solo. It was announced over the weekend at Star Wars Celebration in Europe that the actor has been cast in Disney's forthcoming Star Wars film, Early Life of Han Solo. Fans may recognize the Los Angeles native in his role in the incredibly naive singing cowboy star Hobie Doyle in the Coen Brothers 2016 film Hail Caesar, which I've not seen. But yeah, Alden Ehrenreich will be the new Han Solo in the new Star Wars movie coming, I guess, 2017, 2018, on the early life of Han Solo, which is fucking awesome. What do you think about these, like Rogue One and some of these other Star Wars movies?
I can't wait. I celebrate the whole collection.
I do.
And this guy who's going to play Han Solo, he just hit the lottery.
You think?
He just your numbers come up.
Yeah. Birthdays today on July the 20th, 2016, the year of our Lord. It is Brian May, a guitar player from Queen, is 68 today. And Stuart Scott, RIP, the ESPN announcer. Remember him, Stuart Scott?
Yeah.
He did Booyah.
Yeah.
And then Cooler Than the Other Side of the Pillow. That was his
name. Oh, man.
He was his birthday today.
It's his birthday. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. Scotty. Brian May, one of the greatest guitar players of all time. I met him at a Kerrang Award years ago that we were at, Goldfinger were at, and the nicest guy you'll ever meet, man. Him and Dave Grohl, nicest guys in rock and roll. Brian May, 68 today. And he is the champion. My friend. yeah, we're going to get to that interview with Ryan Miller from Boston's band Guster in just a second, but I want to introduce a new bit on the show to you, on the Dangerous Darren Show. It's called Ask Satan.
I've got plenty of questions for Satan.
We all do. I recently had to talk to a friend who knew a guy who knew a guy who knew this other guy who has Satan's phone number.
Well, you know, you're connected in the music industry. I'm sure somebody has Satan's phone number. He's got him on speed
That's
dial.
True. That's a good point. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Yeah. So should we try? Should we give him a call?
Let's call him up. See if he picks up.
All right. Let's do it right now. I got it on speed dial, actually. Let's see. Let's do this. Hello, Satan, is that you?
Yes, it is me, you piece of fucking shit.
I don't mean to bother you, man, but I just gotta ask you a question. What the fuck is going on with the world? All these shootings, all these coups, all these police this and beatings that and injustices. Trump, what's going on in the world? Are we fucked?
Yes, Darren, the world is totally fucked. The world is going to hell.
Wow. Okay, Satan. Well, thanks for your time, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, Darren. Call me anytime, you piece of shit. Fuck that.
Okay, Satan. Will do. Wow, he's an angry guy.
Dude, he's kind of rude, man.
He's Satan. What do you want?
Why wouldn't he have somebody like Hitler answering his phone calls for him?
So Hitler might be his like secretary.
Yeah, his receptionist.
Well, maybe one day we'll get Hitler on the phone, and we'll ask him a bunch of questions, too. There it is. Satan says the world is going to hell and we're all fucked and, well, let's just drink beer and wait for the rapture.
Cheers to that.
Now, Jess, before I get into my interview with Ryan Miller from the band Guster, I have to ask you that contraption you have there. Do you want to go into a little bit of detail about that or do you want to let that go? Do you want listeners to know what you got going on here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, what is it?
It's well, I got a special. I brought my dab rig today into the studio.
Is it just called a dab rig?
It's a dab rig.
All right.
It's like a Erlenmeyer flask glass with water in it. Kind of a bong, little drop-down stem with a quartz banger or nail. Then I'm going to heat up with my torch and do a little something later on the show.
You going to be able to golf okay? We're going golfing after.
Yes, we are. This is the only way I can golf.
Okay, fair enough. I'm actually excited to watch this whole procedure go down because you are taking smoking to the next level. If you're just smoking weed or joints or whatever, you're basically flying a kite. TS is on the International Space Station. 200 miles above Earth. It's in the stratosphere. The next stop is Mars. So you're just going to keep going out. You're going to keep pushing the envelope.
I've got the Mars Lunar Rover, and soon I'll be circling Saturn.
And on the way back. Here it is, my chat with a member of the band Guster. Great Boston band. It's Ryan Miller, and he's on the Dangerous Darren Show.
So with a name like Ryan Miller, you must get some people along the way confusing you with the goaltender in the National Hockey League from time to time, maybe?
I was so bummed because when I was coming, for a while, I wasn't the number one Ryan Miller. There was a snowboarder Ryan Miller that was more famous than I was for a while. But then this Ryan just like eclipsed me in Google, and I'm like buried on like page 6 or something. So.
Well,
but I think I talked to him once through Tyler from the Bare Naked Ladies. Maybe I really want to meet him. I got to get some time in. Is that guy cool? What's the deal?
I know Ryan Miller pretty well. He used to be a goaltender for the Buffalo Sabres, which is my team. And me and Tyler had him on our radio show once up in Canada, and he's pretty soft spoken. That's the only thing. He's not as outgoing as some musicians or some actors or athletes. He's pretty timid and soft spoken, so it's hard to get stuff out of him. But you can. But he's a nice guy. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's a nice dude.
And where does he play now?
He's a goaltender for the Vancouver Canucks right now.
Oh, that's right. And he's good, right? Like, he's a good goalie?
No, he's a great goaltender, an all-star goaltender, but he's kind of sort of on the downside of his career, and maybe he's in the twilight of his career for sure.
I mean, I would never wish that on anybody, but maybe it will help my Google ranking.
Maybe that'll help your Twitter numbers.
Yeah, it's like, once that Ryan Miller goes away, maybe I can go up. But yeah. I would never wish that on anybody.
Yeah, once he retires, you're in the clear.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm in the twilight of my career, too. Who knows?
I don't know, man. Musicians can go on forever. You know what I mean? Like, we can just keep playing.
I do.
And forever and ever and ever.
I do know what you mean, as a matter of fact.
Athletes, they have a shelf life.
Yeah. I agree. And it's an interesting conversation. Like, who has a longer shelf life, your average athlete or your average, like, rock band? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I would say rock band because, I mean, the average athlete comes in and plays for 2 or 3 years and then isn't good enough or gets traded or gets hurt, whereas an average rock band could have, like, a good, solid 10-year career.
What happens to all the athletes that, like, retire at 29? Like, how do they hold on to their money? What do they do? What's the second part of their career?
Well, hopefully they hired smart financial planners, number one. Hopefully they don't have problems with drugs or alcohol, number two. Number three, hopefully they have a good family structure telling them to hold on to your money. You know, hopefully they made some good investments. And hopefully they went to school and got an education. So when the money stops from playing sports, they can go on into other things. I know some guys that stopped playing hockey and got into the medical field, whether it's medical sales or medical administration. There's lots of, some guys started breweries and start making their own beer. Some guys become agents for other players,
yeah,
or mentors.
That's
other.
Fascinating.
So yeah.
I would watch that TV show. You know what I mean? Where all the like pro athletes that aren't like super famous, like where they all end up, like, you know, like some guy from a hockey team selling like medical devices. That's an interesting show.
Yeah, it is. Well, maybe we'll pitch it. Me and you will do it.
I don't know anything about sports, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I can talk to people.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Talking.
You just got to be personable.
Why do you know about sports? What do you know about sports? Do you play sports?
I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and it's a pretty big sports town. We loved our Sabres. We loved our Bills, and it was kind of integrated into our daily DNA. Like, we just it was part of life. You watch the Bills, you watch the Sabres, and you just fell in love.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I grew up in Texas, so that was like kind of the thing with the Cowboys too.
Yeah, the whole state
part
is
of my DNA.
A huge football state. But hey, you guys, are you working on new material right now? I mean, Evermotion came out in 15 last year, but you got some new tunes kicking around?
Yeah, we're writing a little bit, and I think we're going to come out with some stuff this year. You know, we're all keeping super busy. We got kids and sort of auxiliary careers. I have a secondary career as a film composer, which is part of why I'm out in LA right now, kind of like working that stuff. But yeah, I think, you know, we just got off a tour The one where you tried to sneak in and couldn't get in, even though you had a ticket. Nice going, dude. but I think, you know, it was really a great tour, and it felt really awesome and really inspiring to us. So yeah, I think we're going to keep making music.
I think you should. I definitely think you should. You guys are doing really, really well, and you've been around a long time, so definitely don't stop, and I look forward to hearing some new music. And finally, before I let you go, I know you're sitting in the sun enjoying your family, enjoying the weather, but the reverb movement you guys started, the environmental issues has been something that has been always with you guys, and it's an important. You guys had some really good acts be part of the reverb movement. Is that something you guys all agree on, like when you first started that campaign?
Well, it really came out of Adam, who's the other guitar singer in the band, and his wife started this, you know, this environment. Basically, it was a nonprofit that focused on sort of greening efforts for just us on tour. You know, we were driving around in tour bus, and we were leaving bags of garbage and, you know, throwing away all this waste, and Adam's wife had gone to school for that, and so they started they were just like, how can we mitigate some of our impact? And that's where it spun out from there. And I think, I don't know what the fact is, and I'm so sorry, I don't know this, Adam. I think that they're over like 150 or maybe 200 tours that they, you know, basically Dave Matthews will be like, hey, how do we help get rid of some of the negative, you know, stuff that we're leaving. So they do recycling and biodiesel and tabling for the people. So yeah, it's we're all on board, and we're really super proud of the work that they're doing and support it wholeheartedly, no doubt.
Definitely very a cool movement. I think more bands should definitely join the cause and have environmental awareness, because I know the touring leaves a footprint, as you know, a carbon footprint. So it's something that more bands should look into. More management companies, record labels should get involved and help be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Very cool thing you guys are doing. Ryan, I'll let you go, and I want you to enjoy the sun and enjoy the California weather with your family. Guster, I look forward to seeing you guys play sooner than later. And you know what we might do? Maybe I will get you and the other Ryan Miller on the phone, and we'll have like a little conference call interview. It'll be really cool. It'll be a first.
Yeah, let's have a quiz. Let's have like a competition that isn't about sports or music, so we can decide once and for all who is the most raddest Ryan Miller.
I'm going to ask Ryan Miller, the goaltender, about music, and I'm going to ask you about sports. Whoever gets the three correct answers first,
I'm going to lose, but it'll be hilarious. I'm into that. That's
I'll make the questions really vague and easy for you. But Ryan,
okay, that's a great idea.
Ryan Miller, the other Ryan Miller, he plays guitar.
Oh well, so he might actually win, but that's okay. You know what? It's all love. I'm like Kanye. It's all positive vibes, man. All positivity.
That's funny. All right, Ryan, stay in touch, brother.
All right, take care. Thank you, man.
There you go, everybody. My chat with Ryan Miller from the band Guster. Go to their website, www.guster.com, and Twitter @Guster. We're going to get to some music from him later on in the show. Coming back on the other side, we might get to that aforementioned Guster song. We got some weed news, we got some music news, and other silliness. Don't go anywhere.
iDobe Radio. iDobe Radio.
So sorry you had to sit through the commercials on the Dangerous Darren Show, but we're back. Fuck yeah!
Woo! Yeah!
How you feeling, bud?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a new week. The sun is shining.
The weather is sweet.
All the bills are paid. I got it made in the shade. And all I let me need is that woman. That's dead. yeah, so Satan. He just texted me.
He texted you.
He's like, you just said two words. Fuck off. So I said.
Rude. Rude.
Well, it's Satan. Did you know, TS? I think I got you this week, buddy. It's a doozy.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm extremely confident I'm going to win this week. Extremely. Did you know, did you know, Queen Elizabeth II is related to Vlad the Impaler, making Princess Charles the heir to Dracula's bloodline.
The heir to Dracula's bloodline. What?
Yep. Queen Elizabeth II is related to Vlad the Impaler, making Princess Charles the heir, to Dracula's bloodline. True story. You can't beat that. There's no way.
All right. Well, let's keep it in the UK. And it's here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Did you know? Hashtag did you know? A 2009 search for the Loch Ness Monster came up empty, but scientists did find over 100,000 golf balls.
Wow. I guess that they can resell them and maybe pay for their search.
Possibly.
That's pretty cool. I got you, though. Dude, my did you know involves Dracula.
I don't, how did we know that we were both going to be in the United Kingdom. In the UK?
Who knew?
Interesting.
Who knew? Music news. Check us out.
Lots going on in the world of music. News, news, news from the world of music. Music, 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 music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
The music news theme written and recorded by Queen Elizabeth II.
Good Lord.
Darren, get it here. I have something I want to record with you.
A spot of tea.
The woman who Vince Neil grabbed at the by the hair and threw to the ground at Las Vegas earlier this year is suing the singer for $75,000 in damages. According to reports, Neil, Nicolas Cage, and a comedian Carrot Top were leaving the Ari Hotel in Vegas on April the 7th when Kelly Guerrero and her 14-year-old son approached because the boy was a big fan of Nicolas Cage. Cage just had Neil in the headlock, and as the two were approaching, began walking away. According to the suit, without provocation, Neil grabbed Guerrero by her hair and threw her to the ground. And when he realized what was going on, Nicolas Cage once again grabbed Neil and put him in a headlock and said, "Stop this shit now!" They were hammered.
I'm sure.
So yeah, Vince Neil getting sued for 75 large.
What? Just pay it. What time of the day was this?
I think it was the daytime. Like,
I mean, it could be any time in Vegas.
And they were drunk, and they were both
just wrestling, and
he threw some girl to the ground.
Well, man, just pay it. You're Vince fucking Neil. Just
pay it, and don't throw girls to the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. You could have like not fought a woman, man.
You just could have said, "Fuck you, bitch," and walked away.
Yeah.
You know, all drunk and stuff. HR, singer for the Bad Brains, appears on the new Islander song. It's called Think It Over. If you want to see the video for the song and hear it, it is at punknews.org. It's fucking awesome, TS. And you're tight with Victory, folks. And we're going to get that song by Islander on Think It Over next week. That is a for sure. I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, and they are on tour now. Tour in the U.S.,
yeah, Islander. We're going to get them on next week. And this isn't music news, but Sam Gordon, a young girl named Sam Gordon, paved the way and is starting the first all-girls tackle football league. Go to bleacherreport.com for the video and reports on an all-girl tackle football league. About fucking time.
And it's not the lingerie bowl?
No, but that's pretty good.
Okay, all right. Well, that's as far as my ladies' football knowledge goes, is lingerie bowl.
Well, I mean, do you want to see like girls, teenage girls, or adult girls, women tackling each other? I mean,
You know, if they're into it, then do it.
And they sign the waivers, right? Because you know, people are going to get hurt.
People get hurt in all sports.
That's true. And there's a lot of women, like women UFC, women boxing, and those women are fucking in shape, and they will kick your ass. You know, so I mean, why not strap on some pads and go play tackle football?
Yeah, do why it. Not? You want to do it? Get out there and do it.
I'll watch.
Yeah, me too. And you don't have to be in lingerie for me to watch.
Well,
but it helps.
For me, you definitely do. But but you're right; it definitely helps. Cheers to women's tackle football.
Yeah.
Time. Mm-hmm. Okay, this week in weed news, TS doesn't actually have any weed news. It's more of a weed review, right?
Yes, I have a CO2 oil by Pop Naturals, premier CO2 oil products. It's juicy fruit.
So it's like gum.
It's lab tested. It's got 61% total cannabinoids. They break it down into THC, THCA, nice terp profile.
Is THCA the Canadian THC? Never mind.
Okay, it's got some CBD. Oh, anyway, really? Let's try it out. I've never tried this before.
Okay, you got a fucking torch. Spark that.
Torch.
Yep. Let's see.
And all right, let's light it up.
Oh my god. Oh my. Can you hear that, people? It's a torch. Right. We're smoking crack cocaine. Not really crack cocaine.
This is, all right,
is it working? Is it too hot?
No, it's a little hot. We'll let it.
Okay, so let that cool.
So you, I got my finger over it, taking the temperature, let it cool down, and
the stuff is red. It looks red.
It's kind of an amber.
Is it like a clay or?
No. It's an oil. It's an extract. I'll send some pictures.
Have you done this before?
All right. Here we go. You ready?
All right, I'm ready. Groundbreaking, right here.
Oh my God! Wow, that is smooth. So smooth. That is so tasty.
It's like a whiskey.
It is. And it's like tasty. It tastes like juicy fruit. Exactly.
It doesn't smell like juicy fruit.
No. Wow.
You don't get off if you don't cough.
That's so, we get a little bit.
How much stuff is in there? Is there more? There's more. I can see there's more.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a gram.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me smell that. Oh, that smells nice.
Really nice extract. Smooth, clean.
So you give it a good review?
I give it a great review.
What's it called again?
Pop Natural.
Let me look at the bag. Pop Natural. contains CO2 oil. It's a medical product, medicinal product, out of reach of children. It's got a bunch of stats on it that are unreadable because it's too fucking small. But you're feeling good?
I feel great.
1 to 10, what would you give that product?
I'm giving it a 7.5.
Ah, so there's room for improvement.
Always. Well, it's on the high side.
No pun intended. All right, good stuff. I think that's the first time you've actually smoked on the Dangerous Terrence Show.
Well, we're breaking ground here.
What else is going on in the world right now? Let's take a look. I wrote a bunch of stupid shit down. And, the Vince Neil thing is pretty fucked up. Here we go. Let's talk about some sports stuff, TS. In an initiative to make the NFL more precise and analyze place kicking, the ball placement, and other NFL stuff, the NFL is reportedly finalizing plans to put custom data chips in certain game balls. ESPN.com's Kevin Schiefer reported the technology development Sunday, indicating the footballs will be deployed throughout the 2016 preseason and Thursday night regular season contests. According to John Carrick of the Toronto Sun, the primary objective of the chips is to determine the prospective impact of shortening the distance between the goalposts. The NFL aims to measure how closely extra points and field goals attempts come to the uprights.
So they're getting scientific with this data, and they're going to try to improve the game.
Let me tell you why I like this. I think they should put data in the balls and then put data in the yard lines, on the foot lines, and the fucking inch lines. So when they place a ball, sometimes these refs, you clearly see they gave it an extra 2 feet.
They give them a little home cooking.
Or on the other side, they shorted it by a several feet or a yard, and you're like, what the fuck? And then oh no, that's it, fourth down, they got a punt, and on a drive where they have to go for it, and where they if they had the chip, they would have gone to their little app and get it. Oh yeah, that's first down, no argument. Sometimes it's clear, the ball is clearly over the line, first down. But if it's an argument, let's go to the app, let's take a look. Yep, first down. Keep the ball moving. Because football is a great sport, but it's a little slow.
Okay, I got one. So wherever the ball dies, you have the chip in the ball.
Yeah.
It has a GPS on it.
Yep.
And the referee has to place it. If he places it in the wrong spot, it beeps.
It's like a car backing up. Beep, 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 like beep, 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 beep. When you get the... the beep, that's where it's got to be.
That's it. That's the placement.
I'm for it. I think it's cool. But at the same time, should they put technology in pucks? No.
Why not?
Well, the only way that would work is if they put up a technology in a puck and the puck crossed the line and you couldn't see it because the goalie was like sitting on it or behind it. You know, well, that's the only thing I could think of. Like,
it's just another added layer to like video replay.
Yeah, I'm into it. Overall, I'm into it. The preseason starts on Sunday, August the 7th, Green Bay versus Indianapolis on the Hall of Fame game. So we're literally like maybe 3 weeks away from preseason NFL football.
We should awesome. We should try to get a fantasy league against some of our listeners if anyone's interested. What do you think?
Let me think about how that would work, and then we'll piece it together.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
No, I like it. The idea itself is brilliant, but we just got to kind of figure out the logistics. But I love the idea.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Let's get to that music right now. Guster, a song called Manifest Destiny on their record, Ganging Up on the Sun, came out a few years back. Music from Guster on the Dangerous Darren Show. Check it out.
Bones are broken and the will is sunk. How did everything get so fucked up? Can always change your mind. You and I can quit this scene, build a town and then secede like an Adam and an Eve. 'Cause do the dreams call the dreams, but the leaders have the lead. It's a fright.
Music right there from the Boston-based band Guster featuring Ryan Miller. Not the goaltender Ryan Miller, but the musician. And a song called Manifest Destiny. Digging it? It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Pop,
yeah.
You're like Andy right now. You're high.
I love all music right now.
Do you like baby metal?
Oh, man.
I saw them at their World Turn.
That is awful.
Dude, it's not awful. It's awfully awesome.
Oh, my God. I watched some of their videos.
They can play. Like, well, the girls can't play. They just dance around and sing in Japanese. But, like, the band, holy fuck. They rip.
Yeah.
Shredding.
But, yeah, they're like a boy band of metal.
No, they're not. They wear these white robes, and they paint their faces white and black. They're scary as shit. They're not like the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC or anything like
that. Like the NSYNC clown posse.
And the girls are so adorable. They're like 17 years old and they're singing in Japanese and they're dancing and they're not bad. I liked it. I mean, I don't own any of their music, but I fucking liked it anyway.
I'm sure their show was something, a spectacle.
It was a
rock
spectacle.
And roll
it was a
spectacle.
A metal spectacle. We're going to come back on the other side. Don't move, everybody.
iDobie Radio.
Do you know the way to TS's butt?
La 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 la.
Do you know the way to TS's sack?
La 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 la.
What do you think of that? I might record that.
That's the worst song I've ever heard.
It is. Cheers, Dos Equis.
Cheers.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I like a Dos Equis. And oh, he also says, "Stay thirsty, my friends." I don't want my friends staying thirsty. I would never say that to my friends.
I think it's more of a metaphor.
Well, it's a branding punchline.
No, it's a metaphor. Like, stay hungry.
Oh, I see. Like, stay thirsty. Keep drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. That makes sense. Smart, yeah. How's the after high from whatever you did there? Juice or liquid or the juicy fruit?
The CO2 oil, man, it's clear. Like, my neck pain's gone, my back pain's gone, and I can I can still speak.
Can
mostly.
You get a boner?
Let me try. Let me pull something up.
Well, according to the Republican Party, you might have some problems. Porn is a health crisis. Yes. There you go. Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck
them. Well, what's the rest of your week look like? We're going to do some golfing today. We're going to go to Roosevelt.
Yeah,
we hit some balls.
Haven't been up there for a while. I love it. Griffith Park.
Last time I was there, probably was with you. Hopefully, we don't get a. Remember we got in front of those two clowns.
Oh my God, and the guy was coming back and then like hit a ball into us. I'm like, what the fuck are these people doing?
Luckily, it was a slow day and it was sort of kind of fun, but like, we won't do that again.
No, I hope not.
That was brutal.
I thought you were going to start swinging at that guy. You're like, I'm going to go talk to this guy. I'm like, oh no, I'm not ready to deal with violence on the golf course. I'm like, don't do it. Just be cool, man.
Maybe I'll have some of that stuff then. It'll cool me out. Do you, like when you're high on the golf course, do you focus more?
Oh yeah, I'm like relaxed. I'm in the zone.
What was that drug that Bart took? Was it
when he
focusing?
I am focused like a laser beam.
I think I need that, Diaz. My ADHD's been kicking.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll find something for you.
Yeah, maybe I'll smoke a little. I like the buds. I like the flowers.
I haven't.
You're into the science.
I do. I haven't. I have my golf bag, and I haven't golfed in a while. And inside my bag, I've got a kit with some actual flower and an old school glass piece.
Okay.
So we'll bring it back to like high school.
Back to high school.
Yeah.
back to where we were in shop class.
Yes, exactly. Before shop.
And then you know the shop had all those fans that sucked all that air out.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna go smoke by the kiln.
Yeah, you'll never. And then my shop teacher was like old and grizzled and gave him a shit. He'd be like, "Today you're gonna make something out of wood." And I'm going to sit at my desk for an hour. Bye. You're like, well, what are we making? Make whatever you want. We're smoking weed. Smoke weed. We'd nail two boards together and be like, it's art.
Or we're making wooden pipes.
Yeah. Fuck. What else is going on this week? I've been working at the radio station, TS. I've been working at 98.7. I've been pressing buttons over there.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. I'm so tempted just to go in here and like crank some NoFX. I'm going to do it one of these days. Like the last day at work, I'm just going to crank like Don't Call Me White or Linoleum or something.
Like lock yourself in the room and...
Yeah, they're going to be pounding on the door like in Shawshank. Dufresne, open that door! I'll get 2 weeks in the hole. But it'll be the easiest time I've ever done. Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. And speaking of NoFX, TS, I'm almost done reading Hepatitis Bathtub, another story. Is the book, the NoFX book, and I'll lend it to you. You can read it. It's incredible. And I got Eric Senden on the phone. Smelly.
Really?
Drummer for NoFX is coming on the show in the coming weeks.
Awesome.
Talking about the book, talking about drug stories, talking about playing drums and watching sports, talking about the years of being in NoFX. And, I mean, they're fucking legends, right?
They are. Every time we've done lots of festivals with them all in Europe, and every time you know you'd be grunging, you're marching through Europe, and then you're like, "Oh, NoFX is going to play this festival with us, mm-hmm. and we can hang out with the boys and have a good time and watch them." And you know,
yeah, they're really nice, and they're not
cool
dicks about anything, and they don't be on their stage, be on their bus, and they share all their weed, and beer, and
it's just good times.
We'll have him on the show, Smelly, talking about NoFX. And we'll also have Bill Stevenson on, the drummer extraordinaire. He's a great punk rock drummer, just a great drummer and a great guy, great engineer, great producer, great mixer from the Descendants and Black Flag, and all.
Just to name a few.
I got him on the show. They have a new record called, what's it called? Hypercaffeum Spazinate. Now, I'm not going to spoil the interview, but according to Bill, it is an actual element, an actual chemical, that when you add it to coffee, one of their science nerds like figured it out, that when you add it to coffee, it ups the caffeine like through the roof. Like one cup of coffee is like four.
I need that. I have my Descendants coffee mug, and it tells you how to make really strong instant coffee.
So I asked him, I said, what's it like? He's like, dude, it's fucking gnarly. It's like really insane. I have one cup of coffee and I feel jittery. And I go, should you be not doing that? Because didn't you have heart surgery? He goes, yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
But I'm an addict. What do you want?
So how do I get my hands on this?
Now, I asked him that, too. He said he's going to talk to his science nerd buddy who created it and see if we can get some of this. Well, you down?
I'm glaving.
Yeah, so next week, Bill Stevenson from The Descendants will also going to get brand new music from The Descendants, a track off their record, Hyper Caffeum Spazinate, as well. And we got some great guests. We got Chris from Less Than Jake coming on the show. I heard from Gwen Stefani's management. He texted me and emailed me and said that there might be a chance Gwen might have a break in the action coming up. So hopefully we'll have Gwen on. And Gwen's a great gal. She's a friend of yours.
I love her.
Larry Mullen Jr., drummer for U2. I'm hearing that he might come on the show. Johnny Marr from the Smiths. Really? I got a hold of him. Rodney Mullen from the... Rodney Mullen, of course.
We're getting Bones closer Brigade. To the Bones Brigade box set.
I haven't heard back from Lance Mountain or Tommy Guerrero. But Rodney Mullen's people might get back to me. Wayne Gretzky.
I'm going to hit up Lance on our Instagram.
We should.
We follow him.
We should hit him up and get him on because I won't rest until I get every member of the Bones Brigade on the show. And then we'll do a Bones Brigade best of show.
Yes.
That'd be perfect. we get Stacy on too. It'd be great if we get Stacy on.
Does he do interviews? His photography is amazing. Whatever he's doing today is just awesome. I've seen lots of pictures.
And Peralta was more the business guy. He didn't really know anything about skateboarding. He was more the numbers guy, the money guy.
He's a photographer.
Peralta?
Yeah.
But he was also the guy who did the numbers, crunched the numbers.
He had the vision.
And Peralta, or Powell, was the skater. He was one of the Z-Boys, wasn't he?
I think so.
One of the early Venice Z-Boys. Yeah, so I'd like to thank our guest, Ryan Miller, from the Boston band Guster. Check them out, www.guster.com, or hit him up on Twitter, @Guster. Great, great stuff there. @DangerousD_show on Twitter and on Instagram. TS, as always, is at Burn, H-Wood Burn. I'm at Darren99. Thanks to our friends at Roland. Thank you to the good folks at Dos Equis, which means something in Spanish. I have no idea.
And the good people at Pop
Natural. That's a joke right there. You let that one go. What? I said Dos Equis means something in Spanish. I have no idea what it means. Two X's. There we go.
Cheers.
No, cheers. And what do you got there? You did a review.
My Pop Natural CO2 oil. Thank you very much.
Was one hit enough?
I'm probably going to take another, but one would be enough for normal people.
Really?
Yeah.
If I took one, I'd probably be high the rest of the day.
You would be. You'd be focused. You'd probably golf the game of your life.
Just like Caddyshack.
Yeah.
The game of my life! Next week, like I said, folks, it's going to be a big one. Bill Stevenson, drummer for The Descendants, Black Flag, or actually it's just called Flag now, because there's an issue with Black Flag.
What?
Greg Ginn owns the name Black Flag. He is touring as Black Flag, but other members like Bill Stevenson and Keith Morris and Dez are doing Flag because they can't tour under the name Black Flag because Greg Ginn owns Black Flag. Drama.
What if they tour under BF?
BFFs. Bill Stevenson, he's recorded some great bands too, like Against Me. He's done NoFX. He's done Face to Face. Jesus Christ, the guy's done it all. We'll have him on the show and play some brand new Descendants as well. Cheers, DS.
Cheers.
Let's go hit some balls.
Yeah.
Let's go play with balls.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious and nutritious.
Go Dodgers. And preseason NFL football is less than a month away, which means once that starts, you're not that far off from hockey.
Getting closer.
Getting closer. Getting the closer. Sabres winning a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
If that happens, I will kill myself.
If they happen in the same year?
Yeah, I'll put a shotgun in my mouth.
You got to go out on top.
Dude, thanks to all the folks at Adobe Radio. Tune in at adobe.com for all the other shows. And like I said, hit us up on all the Instagrams and all the Twitters. Be our friend and we will be your friend. Next week, Bill Stevenson from The Descendants. Cheers, Jeff.
Yeah.
Ow! Oh, also thanks to Satan. Thanks for being on our show, Satan. Fucking jerk. See you next week, Satan.
Hail Satan.